The use of advanced genetic sequencing is allowing diagnosticians to determine the pathogenicity of Streptococcus suis. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Serotyping has typically been used to categorize strep suis isolates according to the protective capsule that surrounds the organism, but serotyping does not differentiate between pathogenic and non-pathogenic isolates. Dr. Mateus Costa, an assistant professor with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine and an adjunct professor at Utrecht University, says the advent of genetic sequencing provides the whole genome of the organism, opening the door to the identification of markers through MLST typing specifically associated with virulence.
Streptococcus suis is a bacteria that lives in the upper respiratory tract of pigs and many other places within the pig. So we have found Streptococcus suis in the eyes of pigs. We have found it in their nasal cavities, in their throats, and sows also have it inside their reproductive tract. So it's essentially living in close to 100% of the pigs. It's very hard that we can identify a pig that does not have Streptococcus suis. This doesn't mean these pigs are sick. This just means that Streptococcus suis can live with its host, which is pigs. So the challenge is strep suis the cause of disease, or is strep suis just taking a ride on another agent? For example, influenza virus or PRRS. Those viruses can open the door for bacterial infections. So strep suis would piggyback on that virus. So the virus prevents the immune reaction or destroys the epithelial lining. And then strep suis takes advantage of that situation and starts multiplying, and you end up finding strep suis. But in that case, strep suis is not the primary agent. It just happens to be there and take that opportunity to grow and contribute to disease.
Dr. Costa says MLST typing is allowing diagnosticians to differentiate between virulent and non-virulent strains of Streptococcus suis at a genetic level. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.